Pfizer for clean air.
Welcome to our patriotic edition of America Tonight. Hey, the 4th of July, just days away. You know what's crazy? The 4th of July falls on the same day, on the weekend, that officially we will be into, let's see, day 76. Is that right? Day 76. See my math. Day 76 of the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. I can count 1, 2, 3. But how awful is that to think that back on April 20th, this whole catastrophic thing happened when the Deepwater Horizon platform went down and the oil started to spill from that well. Oof. Yet the whale is standing close by waiting for instructions. And you've heard about that, right? The whale is that 10-story high ship from the billionaire from Taiwan who sent it over the second he heard. He had it in the water, has had it going toward our shores when he heard about the oil spill, and it directed his people to turn the ship, it's an oil tanker, to turn it into a ship with some holes in it that could siphon the oil off, and they say it might be able to do some amazing damage in the sense of sucking the oil out of the Gulf of Mexico. It's 3.5 football fields long. I mean, it's more than a floating hotel slash cruise ship slash whatever you can think. It's just a monster. The whale is really the best word to describe it. And yet we weren't taking any foreign aid until a few days ago when the Prez decided, yeah, you know what? Maybe we need a little help. So finally, help is absolutely on the way, and this is one of the forms of it. We'll see how it works. They're going to test it, but this might be the thing that solves part of the problem they're having in the Gulf. Luckily, take a listen to this. This is Hurricane Alex as it hit South Padre in Texas. So listen to the winds on this sucker. Over. Sounds like heavy, thick winds from a hurricane. Boy, the pictures were weird to watch, too. Not as bad as it could have been, shockingly. And everybody was boarded up, and they were ready to roll on this. The key thing is that what's happened is the booms, some of them were overrun, even though the area the oil was spilled isn't near where the hurricane actually hit land. But it could have been a lot worse. The way it was being predicted, the damage could have been so much higher in parts of Texas. So it was kind of escaping the worst of it. You heard the winds. There was a lot of rain, 8, 9, 10 inches of rain. And it did stop things in the Gulf, not everything, not the drilling of that second well, and not work on trying to figure out ways to solve the crisis of capping the well. But the skimming boats, all of that, they were off the water because the waves were too high. They were like 12-foot waves, and that nullified it. There was no way to have people working on the water. So the key thing that I'm telling you is the whale could be the savior of this whole thing, and it's too bad that we didn't have the help from foreign countries earlier in this game. I truly believe that our government thought, hey, BP is going to solve this because this is a nightmare for them. Their stock is rolling downward. They have all these engineers, and they're going to solve this riddle. They're going to do it, and it's not going to take as long as you think it's going to take. Well, it's taking that much time and longer. That much time and longer, that's the problem. I'm going to be saying day 100, and we're still waiting to have this thing sealed off. So we get ready for 4th of July, and I know a lot of you will probably be kicking back, firing up the grill, drinking some cold ones, yeah, you know, lemonade, out there dropping a fishing line or two. That's all good, spending time with your family. But I thought it would be interesting to talk about what do you think of your personal freedom by being an American and living in this country? What are the things that you value the most about being an American? Usually when I start this show off, I say, hey, this is Kate Delaney, and I don't care what your stripes are, whether you're left or right or in the gray areas, don't know, doesn't matter, you don't need a label. It's about the conversation on this highway, and everybody has an opinion, and a lot of people are waking up to what's happening in this country, and I always invite everybody at 800-259-5791 to share it. I would say, to me, being an American, number one is the fact that we can have those opinions and share those opinions and not disappear from our homes and not be threatened to stop criticizing our government because it wouldn't be in the best interest of our family. That's the kind of things that happen in other countries, like the obvious ones, Cuba and Iran. We saw when the students tried to uprise, the violence that ensued and the rioting and some of the kids that were quelled, if you remember, when Ahmadinejad was elected again to be the president. And Iran's not the only place, and Cuba certainly isn't the only place. I have a friend from Vietnam who told me, don't believe what they say about Vietnam. Yes, they want the tourists to go there, and, oh, everything's hunky-dory depending on where you go, Saigon or wherever, and you can take the great tours. But really the people are not encouraged to have a say and to be very careful about some of the things they say, because if they're too critical, they just might disappear. Or they might be warned to keep their opinions to themselves. I think the freedom of speech that we have in this country is amazing. And it's like you plop yourself in front of a tube and you flip around, because we now all have a gazillion cable stations, right? It doesn't matter. We don't have state-run television where all you get is Hugo Chavez all day long telling you what you should think. No, we have ridiculous things. We have crazy reality shows, soap operas, Discovery Channel, the History Channel, HBO and Showtime and all the networks. And here's the key thing. You can watch whatever you want to watch. You're not censored. Another freedom that we have, that's an incredible freedom compared to so many other places. That's why so many want to come to the United States of America. Because they know, they hear the stories. And if they haven't heard the stories, they've heard rumors about what that freedom is. You talk to people who, older people who came in through Ellis Island and what that was like. You talk to people who had passage on a ship and did everything they had to do to get their family on that ship and waited and waited and waited and didn't care what it took, because they knew they had a chance to make something of themselves. That they could take any direction they wanted in their life. They had the opportunity. They could, if they were ambitious and industrious, they could do something, whatever they wanted to do with their lives. They weren't told, like in Russia, you're good at this, you have to do this. We need you here. You're a scientist. You're this. You're that. You can take your own path, whatever you want it to be. There are just a couple of reasons why I think it's great to be an American. 800-259-5791. Stay with us.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888 888- 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold, she's got better days aside. She'll turn her music on you, you won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow.
You know, at the top, I veered off and I was talking about 4th of July weekend and what were some of the freedoms that I held pretty dear in being an American. And one of them I mentioned was the fact that I don't care if you watch mindless television, you can do it. You've got all kinds of choices. That's what it is. As an American, you have a lot of choices. If you want to be a couch potato, not do too much with your life and just kind of get by, you can do that. If you want to be incredibly ambitious and go out and start your own company, well, we hope you can still do that with all the taxes, you have the chance to do that. You want to go to college and you want to go further, you want to go deeper, you can do that. But you're not told what you have to do. And I mentioned Hugo Chavez because it's state-run when it comes to the media in Venezuela. The Venezuelan government has seized control of 11 oil rigs owned by one of the U.S. drilling companies, which shut them down because the state oil company was behind on payments. How about that? But the oil minister announced that Venezuela would nationalize the Tulsa, which is an Oklahoma-based company rig. He said in a statement that Heimrich and Payne had rejected government demands to resume drilling ops for more than a year. But what happened was they announced they were stopping the ops because they weren't getting paid that they were owed. Check it out. Close to $100 million. Woo! I can think of 100 million reasons why they didn't want to continue to operate the rigs. So Venezuela just took charge of them. That's the kind of things that happen. That company gets into bed with Hugo Chavez because they realize, ooh, this is lucrative. And then in the end, he sticks it to them. And this is the guy that so many people thinks that he's not the butcher, that in fact he tries to reach out and help people, not quite. And if you talk to anybody who ever lived in Venezuela, and I say escaped because I know people that that left Venezuela, they left because of what was starting to happen under Chavez, frankly. So there's one of your examples of what the differences are between our country and so many others. Let's move along to immigration. That was the big, bad, burning issue earlier in the day. Why not? It's been the big issue for decades. So here we go again. It's like the spin cycle. It just keeps going over and over. But yet you can never seem to remove it. It's stuck forever on spin. And that's what this is all about. The president, for the first time, makes a formal speech on the illegal situation, the problems, and at the heart of it is, let's get the people that are here illegally to pay a penalty, pay back taxes, learn English, and become legal. Take that pathway to citizenship. He even favors a proposal where people would have to do community service because they broke the law. That was one of the things that was proposed in one of the bills that Chuck Schumer and Lindsey Graham proposed. But also at the heart of this, the Prez says America's borders are just way too vast to secure. How can you secure the borders? And in a previous hour, a regular caller to America Tonight, Tom in Texas, said, you know, what are you going to do? If you do get all those boots down there, if you had all of the possible guardsmen you could lined up on the border, really, what would they do then? He makes a good point, because the thing would be, all right, you're going to catch more people, but you're going to send them back. And that's what the Border Patrol does. They round people up every single day. They're on the clock, whether they're chasing them down by the Rio Grande and El Paso, or they're in Tijuana or wherever, or they're out in the desert of Arizona or New Mexico or Texas, that's the whole idea. Oh, there's a hole in the fence. We have to fix the hole in the fence because we have part of a fence here, but people are getting through this hole. Or you see people running in different directions, and that's what they do all day long. Look for the people, gather them up, and then it starts again. The same people come back, and this has been going on for a very long time. So the Prez says the immigration problems, the policy, the gridlock on it, is because of political posturing and all the special interests. That's the problem. You have to let go of the special interests and move forward on this and forget about going after people, busting illegals and busting businesses, because that's not going to work. So we got to figure out what we're going to do with the illegals that are here. And he gave the speech at American University and talked about the pressures of partisanship, of Democratic or Republican partisanship, and an election year, what the politics of that are. He is right about that. That's exactly what happens. It depends on the constituents. If they're hardcore anti-illegal immigration, then the representative, the congressperson, better feel that way, or a big chunk of those who might vote for them won't. Unless the opponent is so wildly to the other side on too many issues, and it's one of those eeny, meeny, miny, mo kind of things. Or somebody refuses to go against party and always votes on party lines. So the question is, will this hot potato be moved forward in a bill through Congress? I mean, will this really get done? The Democrats want to move on it, but the Republicans are going to move on this, because it's not going to, especially the way it's being proposed now, I don't see a lot of yeses on that. And there's no way this happens without bipartisan support. There's no way. And it didn't happen last time around. Remember 2006? I remember it well. I was on a plane to Vegas, got to Vegas, and then there were protests all over the place about the illegal immigration situation. And there were rallies where it was pro-immigration. people corrected it because the way the signs read, it was ridiculous. Of course, we're pro-immigration, legal immigration, not illegal immigration. So nothing happened. There were protests in Dallas, Phoenix, Chicago, New York, California, everywhere. Small cities, big suburban areas, and nothing happened. Nothing happened. Specifically in Obama's speech, he said that the Republicans are blocking it and that the system can't be fixed, the immigration system, without some Republican votes. Mathematically, it doesn't work out. So Arizona Senator John Kyle was quick to say that he knew he was being alluded to in the talk, that he had a good reason for the position that he was holding, that the people he represents say they want him to do everything that he can to secure the border. That's the kind of emails and phone calls that he's getting. And Kyle insists you got to secure the border, whether or not they end up passing comprehensive immigration reform. Senator Orrin Hatch, Republican from Utah, has been around for a long time. And he says, you look at the situation and it's crazy. It's out of control. So he's been through some of these conversations. A lot of them have been through these conversations. He says how awful the politics of this is for Hispanics.
Administration's way out of line on some of this stuff, and I hope our friends throughout this country, the Hispanic people out there, realize the cynical game that they're playing. It's just awful.
It is a cynical game. It is a blame game, but it's a blame game on every single big issue. So it's not a surprise that immigration falls into that same category, and the problem is the makeup of the people. Wherever the representation falls, you bet that's exactly where the representative, where they'll lie. I mean, what is the best way to fix this problem? Is it with laws like they have in Arizona that have ignited so many people that they're talking about these ridiculous boycotts, because I don't think boycotts work anyway? Or is it better to just flat out go with this law and say, okay, so you broke the law, you broke our laws, you're going to pay the price, you admit it, you pay the price, you pay the fine, and this is all good. You have a pathway to citizenship if you just continue to go in the right direction. But I always ask this question, I never really seem to get a firm answer on it. Really, how many people are going to come out of the shadows and jump on that train? Because then would it be worth it, too, from the point of view of the money they're making if they go the legal route? 800-259-5791. Coming up, we're going to mix in a lot of little odds and ends.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible, and so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
About a couple of different things here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody out there. I'm sure a lot of you are on the roads headed to other places, or perhaps you're getting ready to do that in the morning. The president trying to jumpstart the immigration conversation and immigration reform to get something done. It's a hot potato that I think is going to be passed around and it's going to go nowhere. When it comes to Elena Kagan, I think that happens. We already know this. We've talked about it. Patrick Leahy, the senator from Vermont, is predicting that Kagan gets the stamp of approval. The hearings are almost wrapped up. It was boring as watching paint dry. We'll see whether she makes a good justice or not. She'll be the youngest. She'll be the fourth woman. And she doesn't change the makeup of the court. Nothing has changed. The balance will be the same as it stands now. The conservatives with one leg up will say. It may flip down the road depending on future retirements, but right now it's not changing. In the meantime, we move from Kagan really close to getting the robe and jumping into the saddle in October. That's when the court will resume. They're done for now. We go from that to the House okaying a war funding bill, but this bill faces a big hurdle in the Senate. It's crazy what's happened because of the amount of money that's been spent first on Iraq and then in Afghanistan. It was a couple of weeks ago when we were chatting about these mineral rights, massive potential for lithium and gold and everything else that you can possibly get your hands on worth some dough in the mountains in Afghanistan. The Russians knew it. They drew up the maps. They did the surveys. the Americans were handed the prize and are looking at it and showed it to the government and said basically, okay, what do we need to do to make this happen? Paying off warlords, starting the process, it'll take a long time. We won't see it for at least a decade, I'm predicting. Be lucky if we saw it before a decade. And then that goes to war reparations and money and all that other sort of stuff. In the meantime, we got to come up with the bucks. So even though there's a lot of pessimism that the war in Afghanistan is turning out to be a mess, or the word that I like the best somebody used today, quagmire, Democrats who control the House pushed through a plan to finance the president's troop surge, but only after coming up with a way to sweeten the measure. They had a last-ditch move to salvage the jobs agenda. Remember, this has been going back and forth all week long. So this long delay and the $80 billion bill was finally passed because there was a lot of pressure to do something before 4th of July. The Senate approved a little bit similar, of a slightly similar measure, I'll call it, and it'll take some extra weeks to reconcile the differences. Remember, they have to reconcile the bills. The House approves, the Senate approves, and then they pull them together, and then that's it. And then they come up with what the differences are between both of the chambers. So the crucial vote to advance the measure came in a very convoluted way. The floor rules came up, and it was a 215-210. 215-210 tally to bring up the $60 billion Senate-passed measure for debate. Then the Dems tossed in the $20 billion for the domestic programs, and it included a bunch of things like $10 billion in grants to school districts to avoid teacher layoffs. That's been a big problem. $5 billion for Pell Grants for low-income college students, and $700 million to improve security along the U.S.-Mexico border. What do you do with $700 million? More Border Patrol agents. And you keep playing the same game. Grab some, put some back. Grab some, send them back. Grab some, exactly. So the White House actually weighed in on this one with a veto threat of over $800 million in cuts to education programs. But in the end, it passed. And the $60 billion Senate-passed measure blends with the $30 billion for 30,000 troops in Afghanistan with money for disaster aid and foreign aid and disability benefits for Vietnam veterans that were exposed to Agent Orange. So we'll see when they're reconciled. But it got a cold reception, let's say, from Senate Republicans who would have the votes to filibuster it if they wanted to do that. The House Republicans were supportive of the Afghanistan effort, but they voted against it, and that infuriated the Democrats who have to pass legislation because that's the only way you advance anything on the unrelated spending. You know, this is what people are starting to realize about the bills. It's never what it is on the surface. Remember, you it's about, you know what it is? It's like a big bargaining game. I have this, and I have this many votes, and we'll give you this many votes if you'll only put this in. And that's exactly the way our legislation works. You give me a little this, I give you a little that. It's like you're in the square haggling. You have to be good at haggling. And then the American people have no idea what's been haggled over. That's the crazy thing. I mentioned this before about Toyota and the big recall. They're recalling in Japan another 90,000 luxury cars. Boy, I can't even do the math on all this. I just know it's pretty dismal for Toyota and for the resale value of Toyotas. And I threw this question out into the ether in a previous America Tonight. People are pretty loyal to Toyota. You talk to somebody, they'll say, oh, I drove a Corolla, I drove this, I drove that, I graduated to the SUV, but they've had them in their lives for a while. A lot of people are like that about whatever brand it is they choose, whether it's a Ford, whether it's a Toyota. But Toyota's really hit a lot of potholes, to say the least, and they still have lawsuits to deal with, and the company's lost a bunch of money. But the public relations nightmare is all these recalls for things that don't work, faulty engines, oh, the car won't stop, the brakes won't work. And I wonder how much it's really cost them in customer loyalty. I'd have to say, I bet a big chunk of dough. And this was a big chunk of Joe, and this, Joe, it is a big chunk of dough, easy for me to say, but we talked about this ad nauseum on ATN. It was only a year ago that we were talking about this, and it fits right into odds and ends. Remember we were talking about the H1N1 shots? All of you were probably hearing that everywhere. Do you know that the expired flu shots amounted to $260 million in a loss? So a quarter of the vaccine produced for the U.S. public expired. That means, I'm so not surprised by this, a whopping 40 million doses worth, about the 260 million, that's a good guesstimate, are being written off as trash. Oh, remember the pandemic, World Health Organization? Aren't you worried about the swine flu? I was in a church in Florida in November, and normally the people would shake hands, and there were probably half of the congregation that was there, they wouldn't shake hands. And I don't know why, I didn't think of it. And I asked somebody, what's up with that? Is there a reason? Oh, swine flu. Because people were worried that they were going to catch swine flu. Went to the local grocery store, and they had all kinds of hand wipes everywhere. Don't pass it on. Don't pass it on. And also says don't pass it on. What does don't pass it on mean? You're just trying to give people a way that they can clean their hands off so that, you know, if they're picking up produce or whatever. No. Swine flu. There were a lot of people that were scared to death that they were going to get it. And any big story where somebody almost died or died was heavily highlighted. And the pandemic thing is what had some people over the edge. Oh, this is a pandemic. And here's what's happening in some of the other countries, and here's what's happening in the U.S. And there were some scary moments, like in New York, the kids who, that's how it started, the trace to Mexico, had gone to Mexico, came back, and a bunch of them got ill. They had to shut down the school because they were concerned that other kids would get infected with it. And then there was the crazy scare in Texas where it amounted to nothing, but they closed down a couple schools for a couple days because they were afraid that the H1N1 was there. The swine was among the students, and it wasn't. But the concern was that it was there, and that all these kids would pick it up from school. So that is a lot of money to throw down the drain. On the other hand, somebody from the CDC would argue with you, well, you know, what if it had turned out to be this horrible pandemic? And what if we needed all these shots? And when the shots and the vaccines were being talked about, it was, okay, pregnant, elderly, all this stuff. But also, there was this panic that started to spread that there wouldn't be enough. Turns out there was way more than enough. There was 40 million doses worth of extra. So we eat 260. You wonder why we have this crazy deficit? You wonder why, when you go to do your taxes, you're going to pay more this time around. A lot of the exemptions are being cut. Even the traditional ones where you have a couple of kids and you used to get, I think, 1,000. Now it's going to be 500 heading into next year. Because, you got to make up this deficit somewhere. Can't continue to go down that same path. All right, coming up, we're going to rock things around here on America Tonight. Don't forget, in our next hour, our cheap movie review, some big movies out, one I really want to see, M. Night Shyamalan's The Last Airbender. You might be interested in that one, too. Stay with us.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Times are tough and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Spying is still in vogue, and all of us woke up to that reality when we learned that 10 Russian spies were here in this country, and they were posing as married couples. Some of them really were married, living in New Jersey, living in Massachusetts, holding all kinds of different jobs, and then you find out they were using invisible ink, and they were trying to pass off other encrypted messages, you know, coded into various websites, and it's just a crazy, crazy deal. And the strangest thing of all is, okay, so you nab these spies, and they've already been, a bunch of them already been processed in a Manhattan courtroom, and you have Vladimir Putin, who comes out and says he's astonished by what's happened, and he hopes it doesn't hurt the relationship between Russia and the United States, that he's not buying that these are spies. So that was just deflected, and they certainly seem to be, by all the evidence that's come out, and the Justice Department was tracking the various people for a while to come up with what they were doing, and ultimately got a hold of their computers and found the way they were sending messages and stuff. One of the spies got away and went to Cyprus. He was picked up, and why, oh why, and I know we've already kind of beat on this in a previous show, but why, oh why would you let a guy like that walk away? Why would you just let him go? Hey, you're out on bail. We'll pick you up, and you know, we'll see you down the road. So, no, of course the guy gets away. And then we're all stunned by this. So the State Department naturally is asked about it. P.J. Crowley had this to say.
We are disappointed that Christopher Metsos was released on bail following his arrest in Cyprus, as we had feared, had been given unnecessarily the chance to flee. He did so.
Of course he did. He probably was dumbfounded at his great luck that he would be able to slip out. And a little bit more on the Russian spy deal. The British ex-husband of Anna Chapman, who was the red-haired bombshell woman, not even 30, I think she was like 28, she was part of that ring, is a trainee psychiatrist who was married to her for 4 years. So the ex-husband says that she changed. He didn't know that she was a spy. And he says they fell in love quickly. They married 5 months later in Moscow. And her name was Anna Kuchensko. They met at a party in London. And the rest is history. And he told how his wife changed from being sort of this carefree person, not very materialistic, and she turned into somebody who started to move into very influential circles, and that they were divorced back in 2006, but they had managed to stay in touch. So the suspected Russian agent worked in London for a couple of years after her marriage, but he was stunned that she was working as a spy, said he had no idea she was one of those deep cover, that's what they're calling them, suspects, who was charged with trying to infiltrate policy circles, policy-making circles. You got to think that all of these, and mostly men in her case, that had brushes with her, are thinking to themselves, man, what did I say? Did she slip me a roofie? I can't remember. It really, truly is like a James Bond movie. We could be watching Quantum of Solace just unfolding right in front of our eyes here with these Russian spies. And you know that's what's going on, that people are trying to remember what they possibly might have said, what could have happened. And the ex-husband, of course, now is being asked all these questions, but he didn't even realize what was going on until the MI5 guys, that's the British domestic intelligence crew, showed up at his house and started questioning him about his former wife. They were looking into her links into Britain as to whether or not she was also spying when she was in England. And, of course, he didn't know very much about it, as he claims he's stunned by what was happening. Boy, it's the race to get to the electric car. You have Tesla, who now is going to mass produce, with the help of another automaker, massive electric cars that might be a little bit more affordable, because now they've got a car that will cost you $100,000. And you've got Toshiba jumping in here saying that they're going to do the battery business thing for electric cars. They're in a deal with Mitsubishi to do that. It's the first EV battery deal with a major automaker for Toshiba, because they already make batteries for laptops and cell phones and all that sort of stuff. But they're not dumb. They know that this is the wave of the future. And what happens is the plant's production, what they have to do, and they're going to start doing it in Japan, that's where their facilities are, the plant's production capacity is expected to grow to 1 million cells, and that's the unit for counting rechargeable batteries a month by March of 2012. They say the batteries could be used for power storage and ecological smart grids. That's not a bad idea either. But green cars are getting a lot of interest because of the concern over pollution, the future. The oil spill has people wondering what happens with the, oh boy, what if we can't get as much oil and we can't get it cheaply enough? So the hybrids, the plug-ins, the electric cars, there's more talk than there's been in a long time about really, really seeing the availability happen. And Nissan's already received 20,000 orders for its electric car called the Leaf, and they go on sale in the U.S. and Japan. The first deliveries are supposed to happen in December 20,000, not bad. The Leaf. I kind of like the name of that. But then the question becomes electric stations and charging it, and it's definitely cheaper once you get the car. But how many miles an hour does it go? How long can you go on it? All the things that would have to be part of the new generation of electric cars. And the more, what we'll see in the future is we'll see more electric charging stations. So if you're out on a highway, that's the problem. You're not just doing city driving. You can find a place to charge so that you don't get caught and you run out of a charge and have nowhere to go to get the plug-in you need. Honey, come get me. My car ran out of juice, and we really don't have a way to juice it back up unless you have a spare battery somewhere, and that might be what it takes. By the way, just a couple of cleanup things here on America Tonight. We talked about Petraeus, the general, in the beginning of the week. It definitely was official on Hump Day on Wednesday, anyway. The Senate unanimously confirmed, and we knew it was done. We talked about it. So he's the new commander of the Afghanistan war. This was a swift move, and everybody, including not everybody, but the president says he has his full confidence. Boy, his fates and fortunes certainly changed. And as a follow-up to that, which is why I brought up Petraeus in case you hadn't heard it, there was a chance that General McChrystal wouldn't be able to retire as a four-star general because he didn't have enough years in under that final star. But the government's giving him that. The Obama administration, they're like, yeah, that's fine, because they could have taken it away from him since there wasn't enough time. I didn't think they would do that. But good for McChrystal, because McChrystal, I hear, is just devastated since he's all about the military his entire life, and he had really no choice but to take a retirement. So when you know how that is, when you are so focused on that one thing, and he had gone for stretches where he'd only seen his wife maybe 20 days in a year because he was that dedicated to whatever it was, the surge in Iraq, the situation in Afghanistan, and coming up with a direction there, whatever it might be. Remember, this weekend is 4th of July. You all know that, right? Because you're going to have 3 days off. Make sure you put your flag outside. I've already got mine ready to go. I'm going to leave you with this one. It's my attempt at humor here, these one-liners. This is a good one. Never wave to a friend at an auction.